Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, on Friday, when I was wrapping up this show, I asked, will we get to the point, because I've been documenting this on the show for months, how when in Portland, how they have to keep a sniper on the roof to keep Antifa and the Black Bloc Democrat thugs from killing ICE agents. Beating, hurting, and killing ICE agents. This has been going on for 3 months, and I've also documented, I'm not going to play you the audio again because you're probably sick and tired of it. Hey, nah, what the heck, I probably will before the show's over. From Fox News weeks ago about this poor woman who's got a lawsuit on behalf of her homeowners association because there's an apartment across the street from the ICE facility, and the Antifa thugs blare air sirens all night long to torture the ICE agents. It's a violation of the noise ordinance there. But when you call the police, they will not come. This has been going on for months. Okay. She's actually got a lawsuit against the city. And again, her name is the one on it, but it's the homeowners association doing it. They can't sleep in their apartments. So we have a situation. This is what it comes down to. We have a situation where two-tier justice has hit the street, and there is no higher power on that street than Antifa and the violent Democrat Black Bloc thugs who are allowed to terrorize ICE agents and ICE facilities. This is why Trump has to send in the troops. He has no choice. He's not being mean to protesters. He's not trying to establish a dictatorship. He's trying to take back federal property. It's that simple. It's not hard to understand. Democrats know this. Oh, so I end the show on Friday going, you know, how long before we get to the point where someone tries to hurt or kill an ICE agent or actually does it, shooting them, beatings, crowd overwhelming them and surrounding their cars? And when they call the police for backup, no one comes. And I even ask, will we get to a point in these Democrat cities where you have a hurt, injured, or God forbid, dead ICE agent and 911 is called and no one comes? And I was thinking, Lee, in terms of months for us to get there on Friday. Yeah. I said, this is where we're going. And I asked, where is the limit? At what point, if the ICE agent is dead, severely injured, needs to go to the hospital, will they come then in these Democrat cities, or will the police hold them back? Because we've known what's been going on for months here. I knew this would be a huge story. It's why I've been playing it over and over and over. Some of you are probably sick of it. Oh, golly, I've done so many Battleground podcasts on it. I said, are we going to get there? I didn't think we'd hit there this weekend. But we got it. We got the receipts. New York Post covering this as Chicago police and Democrat officials lie. No. When ICE agents were surrounded by violent Democrat thugs, we didn't hold back the police. We didn't tell them they couldn't respond. Yes, they did. somebody leaked from inside the dispatch center, and I posted it this weekend, the orders not to respond, okay? At the time, the ICE agents are calling 911 for backup. They are completely surrounded by cars that have rammed them. One of these thugs, a woman who before has called for the doxing, the murder of, has doxed and called for the murder of ICE agents, she puts a thing out there, hey, here's where they are. They get surrounded by these thugs. Their cars are rammed. She pulls out a gun. They have to shoot her. As they're trying to secure the scene, crowd begins to emerge. In another incident, right outside the scene, more thugs surround a separate ICE vehicle, Lee, because that ICE vehicle was responding to help because the Democrat-run police will not. That ICE vehicle gets surrounded by the Black Bloc thugs. They're terrified. They call the police to secure the whole scene because now they've tried to respond. ICE has tried to respond to help their fellow agents. They can't. They're in mortal danger. Here's the order from inside the dispatch center, which some patriot in there leaked, some normal person. So this is ridiculous. Please, chief of patrol, no units will respond to this. As related from CS caller one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And they describe the situation. Approximately 30 Border Patrol agents, and then they put in quotations ICE, who are being surrounded by a large crowd of people requesting Chicago Police Department. No response. This is bloodlust, okay? This is, let's give the crowd some time to hurt or kill them. This is where the Democrats are, Lee. Mm-hmm. And they didn't intend for this to get out, okay? Somebody, again, leaked this from the dispatch center. New York, well, Bill Malusian with Fox News got over the weekend, and then I think it was all over X, and New York Post has now verified that they did this. This is a horror show. This is Democrats colluding deliberately to kill, harm, maim, or allow their street shock troops enough time to kill, harm, and maim these officers.
Federal officers, employees. Yes. In other words, an insurrection.
ICE. Yes, this is a classic insurrection. And I really thought it would take us a couple more months to get here. I knew we'd get here. And so I talked about it on Friday. With the Democrats actively working with their street troops to hurt, beat, kill, harm ICE agents. I just didn't think we'd get there as fast as this weekend. Headline, Chicago police ordered to ignore border agents' plea for help while surrounded by angry mob of protesters. This is New York Post. Chicago police officers en route to help Federal agents who were being surrounded and menaced by an angry mob of ICE protesters were seemingly ordered by, no, they weren't seemingly, it's an actual order, by the chief of patrol to stand down and not provide assistance, stunning dispatch audio and internal messages reveal. The group of agents was conducting a routine patrol in the city's south side on Saturday when they were attacked and rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. And again, we now know there were two of these attacks, not one. The agents were on patrol about 15 miles from the anti-ICE protest that had been simmering for several days outside the ICE processing center. Okay, how did I know this was coming? And I think our side's done a really poor job of explaining this. We need somebody other than Trump administration officials explaining this. We need Congress members explaining this. Maybe they don't understand it. UK Daily Mail reportedly, this is where this began, months ago, 2 months ago now, almost three, in, you know, Karen Bass's LA. This is where this started. They surround the building, the Black Bloc thugs. They outnumber the ICE agents inside. Because they are on the sidewalk and that is city property, the jurisdiction is the city. So they call 911. We know from the UK Daily Mail that the mayor, Karen Bass, personally went to the dispatch center to block any response to help them. In other words, giving the Black Bloc thugs time to, I don't know, burn the building down, kill some ICE agents, do whatever it is they do. I don't know, they're Democrats. So that is why people don't understand this. Trump has done a poor job of explaining this, extremely poor job, or his surrogates. We need to do better. That's why the guard went into LA. It wasn't because we don't like protesters. It wasn't because we're, you know, against the Constitution or whatever. That's what started this. He had to protect the building and the people inside of it. And I'm afraid, Lee, that message is not getting out. I just pray that the American people saw Department of Homeland Security reports this weekend and understand, no, this is not Trump going after protesters to be mean.
Well, if they were watching CNN or MSNBC, they didn't see it. So
no, they didn't. Incredible things going on here, that things we've never seen before. I don't even know how I'm going to cram it all into one show. Violent Democrat protesters standing in between ICE and another Trende Aragua controlled apartment, like in Colorado, that they violently took over and appear to have been selling children out of. That's why they take these apartments over. Democrats demanding that the children be left with Trende Aragua. By the way, we found some of the 300,000 over the weekend. Do you realize, by the way, that in these midway blitz raids, Lee, that they've been doing Chicago and Portland, that ICE has recovered over 1,000 of those missing children?
Yeah, I can believe that. It's just that it's not going to be reported.
No. The Democrats are spinning. They know they're in trouble. They know these are the sex traffic kids. They know that these are the kids that are kidnapped from their parents down in Guatemala at gunpoint, brought up here. God forbid you have a pretty daughter in Guatemala, age 11. They're going to steal her, bring her up here and sell her. At least they were until the border was closed, right? Democrats know all about it. Plus, the boys get taken and trained and used as foot soldiers. We saw that in New York, where those gangs of, 11-year-old, 12, 13-year-old are committing, you know, terrible robberies, shooting people, right? That's who these kids are. That's how Trende Aragua is using them. Democrats claiming, oh, no, they zip-tied kids. Yes, the ones with Trende Aragua. We don't know who's a sex slave and who's working as an enforcer for the group. They use kids that way. And Dems are fine with it. They want it to continue. So, look, this is going to be a PR war. We're doing great on the ground, Wardley, but we need better surrogates. In fact, we need some surrogates because Scott Jennings on CNN doesn't even work for the Trump administration, and he's doing it all by himself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.